Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week with a company update from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Garrett Ainsworth. Now, Garrett, last week was a busy week for the company. There were three news releases that came out. Let's start with December 7th. It was some of the SkyTEM results at this Tom Tebow property. Now, it outlined some high-priority geophysical targets across this project. From my understanding, it outlined seven high-priority targets. I think there were even more medium-priority targets. So can you take us through?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. So, I mean, these results were long awaited from our July survey, SkyTEM survey that we kicked off, and it was an electromagnetic survey, which was deep penetrating. This is the first time you'll remember it's ever been done on the property, which again was very surprising considering the district that we're in and you know, the size of the mines and deposits. So applying this modern technology is it's been very effective, and as you mentioned, it's picked out a number of high priority and medium targets. So I mean, one of the key things about these anomalies that it's shown us is that, you know, conductive anomalies, they're generally signifying a massive sulfide that's more chalcopyrite, so that's more copper gold rich feeder zone type. And then where you have magnetite, you get a magnetic high sometimes associated with that style of mineralization. And then the other kind of end member of mineralization in the district is more the distal or sedex type, which is more silver, zinc, lead rich. And sometimes, quite often, that's not conductive or visible from airborne surveys at all. So, but quite often it will have a magnetic high anomaly. So really, that's kind of how we're looking at the anomalies and what they mean. Something that's quite significant is that there's no real graphitic units in the region, and those produce conductive anomalies, but obviously you don't want to be drilling into those. They're of no value when you're looking for polymetallic massive sulfides. So we basically picked up some high priority targets that we described in the news release. One thing that we were really happy to see at the historic Tom Tebow mine was conductive plates going down to a depth of 600 meters. And, you know, the mine workings go down to 200 meters. So that really gives us a lot of justification to look deeper, which is an important component of these mineralizing systems where you've got Garpenberg that's being mined down at the 1400 meter level. So it really does help us firm up, you know, looking deeper and makes it opens up things to being very prospective. Other targets that showed up were the Lovas mine up in the northeast end of the property. There's a very prominent magnetic high and conductive anomalies associated with that. Just south of Lovas, we've got the Scalar Berger target, which is again another very prominent magnetic high with coincident conductive high that's never really been looked into in modern times. And then more regionally, we have in the middle of the project, Cal Berger and Cavista Berger, which really have no data on them whatsoever. But it's really good to see that they're showing up as, you know, geophysical anomalies. There are some like old mine workings, like little pits with some mineralization on the side for Cavista Berger, at least. So we'll be doing some ground truthing, and really these are going to be targets that are in the pipeline after, you know, our priority, which is drilling the historic Tom Tebow mine.
Okay, so right now it's important to note that these targets are just really being added to the company's list of targets here and will be drilled at a later date. But what other work are you going to do to follow up to isolate where actual, let's say, drill locations could be when you do get to drilling these?
That was kind of the application of the gravity survey that we've recently initiated. Again, same theme. It's never been done on the property, and it's a really effective method in other districts in locating massive sulfides that are much more dense than the surrounding rocks. So we've actually focused about a 2 by 3 kilometer area around the historic Tom Tebow mine trend, and Yeah. So the key there is that the country rocks have a specific gravity of about 2.7 grams per cubic meter. And then the actual mineralization, the massive sulfides, they have a range from about 4 to 7.5. So that contrast is really important. And you know, when we get gravity high anomalies, that's going to be a layer of data that's really important when we marry that up with the magnetic data and with the conductive data as well.
So, Garrett, what is some of the exploration that is going to take place next year? We should note that on Thursday, the company announced a $3 million private placement. In full disclosure, I will be taking part in that private placement. But when you get this cash in the door, I know the company already had some money anyway, but what is going to be the exploration that I assume will start fairly early next year?
Correct. Yeah. So we're really excited to finally start our 5,000 meter drill program, looking for a February, mid to late February type start. It's going to be about 5,000 meters. We're going to start off with one rig. It will be focused at the historic Tom Thibault mine. We'll be following up on historic drill holes, filling in data gaps where, you know, they didn't analyze for precious metals, but we know that the precious metal content is very significant. We'll be stepping out along strike and at depth from those historic holes. And also, again, we'll be doing downhole EM surveys, which have never been done on this project. And, you know, they never were done actually at Garpenberg until the 1990s, and were a big part of what unlocked the Garpenberg mine from going from almost closing down to a tier one asset for Boliden. So, again, it's that theme of, you know, past work or modern work is not being done, and this is what we're doing. And so what it does is you put the probe down the hole, and it'll tell you off hole conductors, you know, up to 200 meters away from the hole. So it'll give you good justification to drill deeper or do a big step out off along strike as well.
Okay. So the overall goal then of the 5,000 meters, it doesn't sound like you'll be putting out a resource on the back end of that. It's more just showing or trying to prove what is in the ground and potential size or scale.
Correct. Yeah, that'll be a big objective with the drill program. I mean, but the work that we will be doing will be, you know, heading towards, hopefully we'll be heading towards putting together like a modern 43-101 mineral resource. And especially in the Northwest, the Steffenberg zone and the Northeast part of the property, we see potential to basically, you know, walk right into delineation drilling, which is a great way to be.
Okay. How much is the budget for that 5,000 meters?
So it's about 1.5 million drilling costs. And then the downhole EM is about another 200,000. So 1.7 for 5,000 meters.
And how much money does the company currently have heading into this financing?
Yeah, we're at about 1.4 million cash in the bank. So yeah, we had a nice buffer, but definitely time to top up. And it'll give us the flexibility to, you know, add additional meterage if we see fit.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the important part there, is that the company will still have money to follow up on some of the, I guess, key drill results that you get back. Overall, though, drilling starting mid-February, let's say, financing underway right now. Anything else that investors can keep an eye on or expect out of the company as we move into next year?
Yeah. I mean, we did commence, obviously, our ground gravity survey this month. So we'll be looking to put news out on that in January. We'll also be building the team, which I'll be putting news out on as well, probably in January. And then we'll summary of really our firmed up drill targets to discuss as well. So, and this will all be leading into a very exciting drill program that I can't wait to get going.
Okay, well, I will be following along with it. Again, I will be taking part in that private placement. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Garrett regarding anything coming out of District Metals, any of the news releases last week, or anything looking ahead to this drill program, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed. Garrett, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for the update, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey.